Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
Where is Israel today? Do you know? Are you concerned? Do you even want to know where Israel is today? Is that important to you? It should be, my friends. You need to know who the United States is. You need to know who your ancestors were. And you need to know how and why we, America, became the most blessed, the most prosperous, the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. What have we done to deserve these blessings? This is vital knowledge to know who Israel is and where he is today, because it presents to us the vital key that unlocks the real understanding of scores of end-time Bible prophecies that's going to affect you and your loved ones. These prophecies will come to pass. It doesn't depend on whether or not we know them, on whether or not we believe them, on whether or not we would embrace them, even if we did know them. They are going to come to pass because God has spoken, and that's the way it will be. You need to make sure that you aren't among those who scoff and belittle Bible prophecy. There's a prophecy back in 2 Peter 3 and verses 3 through 4 that I want to read to you. I'll be reading from the New King James, at least at this time. 2 Peter 3, verses 3 through 4. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust. Scoffers coming in the last days, walking according to their own lust. Yes, indeed, wanting to do what they want to do, wanting to discard God's word, not wanting to believe it because they don't want to live by it. And it's a prophecy for these last days, the days that you and I are living in, my friends. Verse 4, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Now, could we say that things are the way they have always been? Well, no. Unless you want to discredit God's word, unless you want to discredit God, you will not be saying these type of things. Your attitude will not be such. But it's people that don't want to believe God, that don't want to believe that prophecies will be fulfilled, that Jesus Christ will return. Yes, indeed, that's one thing that they would be scoffing at, is the fact that Christ will return. And they will want to deny that. But as I said, it doesn't matter what they believe. It doesn't matter what they say. Prophecies will come to pass. The knowledge of Israel's modern identity is proof that the Bible is true, that it is, in fact, the inspired, infallible Word of God, and that God can be trusted completely. So knowing who Israel is today is the major key to unlocking most of the prophecies given in God's Word. Just as God foretold national prosperity and splendor for Israel, he also prophesied what would happen to that nation as punishment for continued disobedience, the erosion of its moral base, and the promotion of its godless values would result in unprecedented calamities. Now, could we say that our moral base has been and are being in the process of being eroded? Do we have the godly values that we had when our nation was founded? We need to ask ourselves these questions, and we need to answer them. Notice the prophecy given back in Genesis 49 about end-time Israel. Genesis 49 and verse 1. Then Jacob called all his sons to him, gather together that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days, latter days, or the last days, the days that we live in. Prophecies are coming to pass, my friends, not only in this nation, but over in Europe. And we need to wake up and we need to understand the days that we're living in. This certainly is not some stuffy, outdated scriptural passage. This chapter is about the last days. Now, Jacob went on to bless all of the tribes or predict prophecies that would come to pass about all the tribes of Israel, the 12 sons of Jacob. But we only want to zero in, and we only have time to zero in on the prophecies of Joseph, of Israel, end time Israel. Let's look at the descendants of Joseph through Ephraim and Manasseh. Down in verse 22, Joseph is a fruitful branch by a well. His branches run over the wall. Their national boundaries is speaking of here. In other words, they would grow so numerous as to become great colonizers and expansionists. Now, who has done that? Who has been the great colonizers of this earth? Well, I think we know it had been Great Britain, don't we? The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. Yes, Ephraim and Manasseh would have great military strength and would be victors through miraculous divine intervention. Now, I think any of you that are familiar with the history of World War I and the history of World War II realize that there were many times that God intervened for the United States and Britain. And had God not had done that, we would not have been the victors of those two world wars, my friends. So indeed, God has blessed Ephraim and Manasseh, the United States and Britain. Yes, Ephraim and Manasseh would have great military strength, and we do, don't we? The Almighty will bless you with blessings of heaven above. Perfect climates, that is. Who has had the best climates on the face of the earth? I think we know, don't we? Blessings of the deep that lie beneath, such as great petroleum wealth, blessings of the breast and of the womb, great population growth. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors, up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his brothers. Verses 25 through 26. What an incredible prophecy. And this has come to pass, my friends, for the United States and Britain. We have been the most blessed, the most powerful, the most prosperous nations on the face of the earth. And it's sad to have to think about the fact that we have forgotten our God. We have turned our back on our Maker. And it's tough to talk about the blessings of Israel without this popping into my mind, because it is so sad. Let's take a glimpse at the birthright that Joseph would receive. In Deuteronomy 33, it affords us an awesome preview of what was to come upon Israel. The prophet Moses blessed the various tribes of Israel before his death. Look at what he revealed about Joseph. Blessed of the Lord is his land, with the precious things of heaven and the dew and the deep that lies beneath. What nation and what company of nations are blessed with the best climates and most prosperous land on the face of the earth? What nation has been blessed with the fossil fuel resources as the United States has? With the precious fruits of the sun, the precious produce of the months? What nation consistently reap the most bountiful agricultural harvest? The United States has said to be, and is indeed, and has been, and still is, the breadbasket of the earth. We all know that, don't we? We don't have to worry about hunger or starvation in this nation. We export our agricultural around the earth. As a matter of fact, in many cases, we give it to starving nations around the earth. With the best things of the ancient mountains, with the precious things of the everlasting hills, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness. What peoples have mined the greatest wealth in precious metals and materials? And the favor of him who dwelt in the burning bush, that is speaking of God, God Almighty, that dwelt in the burning bush when he spoke to Moses and gave him a commission to go down into Egypt, back down into Egypt, that is, and deliver them out of Egypt. Which nations have seen divine instances of divine intervention in their undertakings? Well, we can certainly say that the United States and Britain, we have seen this. If you're familiar, as I said, with the miracles that happened in World War I and World War II, you would know that God was certainly on our side and made our hands strong. Let the blessing come on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his brothers. His glory is like a firstborn bull, and his horns, that is his horns, that is symbolic of military power. Yes, the greatest military power on the face of the earth right now is the United States, and we have been ever since World War II. Like the horns of a wild ox, together with them he shall push the peoples. He will conquer nations, Fenton adds, to the end of the earth. They are the 10,000 of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh, speaking about the United States and the British Commonwealth of people. You need to know who your descendants were. You need to know your destiny or your identity. Yes, and you need to know your destiny too. You need to know where Joseph is today and who Joseph or Israel is today. Not only where we are, but you need to know who we are. Because without this vital key, you can't understand Bible prophecies. Prophecies that will affect you and your life, that is at this moment affecting you and your life, that is affecting your neighborhood, that is affecting this nation, that is affecting this earth, my friends, that is affecting your loved ones. If you would like to know more about this important subject, we invite you to call toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request our free literature, The Two Nations of Israel. Is it the little nation of Israel all there is to Israel today? The little nation that we call Israel over in Jerusalem, the Palestine area? Is that all there is to the millions that came out of the land of Egypt? Is that all there is to Israel today? You need this article, The Two Houses of Israel. And it's free of charge, no cost, no obligation. No one will call on you. No one expects any money from you. No one will ask you for any money. You may also want to request the Bible Correspondence Course and our bi-monthly magazine, The New Horizons, all at no cost or obligation. And as I said, no one will call on you. We only want to help you understand the truth. Once again, that toll-free number is 1-800-611-8080.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.